I'm Michael Brown. Here in the U.S., settlement talks are underway in thousands of opioid lawsuits. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
More than 2,000 state, local, and tribal governments are suing Purdue Pharma in the opioid crisis that has killed more than 400,000 people in the U.S. since 2000. The governments assert the company aggressively sold OxyContin as a drug with a low chance of addiction, despite knowing just how addictive it can be. While Purdue produces just a portion of the opioids prescribed, critics blame the company because it developed both the drug and the aggressive marketing strategy. In a statement, Purdue says it is ready to defend itself, but also recognizes there's little good in years of wasteful litigation and appeals. I'm Tim McGuire.
Iran's president appears to have changed his stance on possible talks with President Trump. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The country's president, Hassan Rouhani, says they won't talk to the U.S. until all sanctions imposed on Tehran are lifted, saying, quote, "The key to positive developments is in Washington's hands." The U.S. reimposed sanctions on the country after Washington pulled out of Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers. Trump has ruled out lifting economic sanctions to compensate for losses suffered by Iran, but has said talks were underway to see how countries could open credit lines to keep the economy afloat. Trump and Rouhani are due to attend the UN General Assembly next month, but any meeting between the two is still looking unlikely.
That's Reuters' Emily Withers reporting. President Trump predicated any meeting with Rouhani on the condition that Iran not create more overseas tensions with military advances and attacks. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Forest fires are still raging across parts of Brazil's Amazon. Firefighters have the enormous challenge of putting out a multitude of blazes and safeguarding a vast region described by world leaders as critical to the health of our planet. Brazil's National Space Research Institute said the number of fires has risen by 85% to more than 77,000 in the last year. People in Puerto Rico are drilling plywood over windows in preparation for Tropical Storm Dorian. The National Hurricane Center is tracking the storm.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. It has not yet strengthened. The maximum winds are still near 50 miles per hour sustained.
Puerto Rican Governor Juan de Vasquez has already declared a state of emergency, warning of possible landslides, flash floods, and power outages. Vasquez also expressed appreciation to President Trump for approving a federal emergency declaration. This will allow federal aid to arrive more quickly after the passage of Dorian through the area, according to Vasquez. There are growing concerns that the intense heat and humidity at the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer could pose a danger to Olympic athletes. Get more on that story from Henry Ridgewell. He has more from Tokyo for VOA.
Earlier this month, a worker at an Olympic construction site in the city died from heat stroke. Across the country, a heat wave beginning late July killed at least 57 people. Conditions that pose a big danger at next year's Olympic Games, says George Havenith of Britain's Loughborough University. Heatstroke is a big danger, especially for endurance events, says Havenith.
Now, if we push the temperature higher and the cooling gets more of an issue, we get more and more athletes in that whole cohort going into these temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius, bringing them closer and closer to the level where we can expect an exertional heat stroke.
Tokyo hosted test events in recent weeks. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
A U.S. government official said that the Trump administration is shifting $271 million earmarked for disaster aid and cybersecurity to pay for the detention facilities for migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Trump administration is seeking to circumvent Congress to move money originally designated for other programs. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, urged the Trump administration to reconsider shifting those funds. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA. one. Let's keep it moving. The best.